The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Now do it again, but as though you're a fax machine. Fax?
How do you...
Beep, beep, beep.
Your fax wasn't sent. Does it do that?
I guess if you had a fax machine that does that, sure, it would do that. Most of them don't.
That hurt my throat really badly.
What's happening?
Woo! Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm a colossal disappointment to your mother and I.
Oh, I'm Boar.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
And that colossal disappointment is Trench, her community
manager. Always.
As always. Trench.
Who's grown a sizable beard. I really like it. You keep it well trimmed. It's nice.
Really? Because I've just kind of let it get out of control.
Do you get that weird thing where it's like you get like a rash underneath or your flesh starts peeling and it hurts and you're like, why? Why every time I grow a beard does my skin get red and like fall off?
I keep better care of my skin than that.
Well, I shave it more now. So
I have a comb that I use to comb all that crap
out.
But on occasion, if I don't comb it, yes, it does get itchy because, you know,
sucks.
Stuff is caught. Or when you wash your face, you don't neglect to do your beard at the same time.
Yeah, or you're eating a piece of pie and you're like, I don't remember all these coconut flakes on it. And then you eat it and you're like, this doesn't taste like coconut.
Oh, that's not coconut.
Now a new segment called That's Not Coconut.
You know what coconut does taste like, though?
Not fresh dandruff.
Fresh coconut water tastes surprisingly like semen. Don't ask me how I know that. It's the plasma level. Anyway. Moving on.
All right.
New segment, Plasma Tastes Great With Everything, starring Brandon. All right. Awesome. We're going to be talking about the latest nerd stuff that's been happening in all the genres here on Nerdy Show. And it's also, it's New Year's. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Happy
New Year's. We can no longer listen to people talk about how.
Come on, Cap. Don't you want to just keep talking about coconut?
Well, we can talk about 2017 being the worst year ever. Starting yes. today.
The
I
long,
was looking forward to
the
that.
The long death march begins today. But hey, we also had Christmas and Hanukkah, and I got some weird crap for Christmas.
Don't forget Kwanzaa.
I didn't forget it. I don't know.
Festivus.
I don't know when it happens.
For the rest of us.
But it might have happened before our last time that we had this show. So, you know.
I mean, all the holidays happened before this show.
Right, all of them ever yes, to this point. Exactly. Or they're all happening concurrently across the structure of time, which is layered and not sequenced. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. So I got some weird...
Or are you?
Very good point. I got some weird crap for Christmas. Some weird edible crap that we're going to share today.
I don't want to eat edible crap. That sounds awful.
But it's edible.
What about novelty crap? Like you go to the tourist traps and like, here's some gator poo.
It's I see it already.
It's gator poo that tastes like
first
squirrel.
Up, we got artificially flavored bacon soda.
I want
manufactured by a company called Lester's Fixins.
I really want to try a sip of that. Like
y'all get your fixins.
Cap, is it
where
warm?
Where did that come from?
No, it's ice cold.
Okay.
This came from a friend of mine. I think you all know her on the show if you're a longtime listener, Fat Tits Finnegan.
Wait, before you open that, first off, you say she's a friend, but she sent you bacon soda. And secondly, you might want to open it away from the computers.
Oh, yeah, I have had that. Chuck got
it's
it
cold,
from
so
like,
it's
Universal
okay,
or somewhere.
Yeah, Chuck gave me like 3 bottles of that.
Do you know what Fat Tits Finnegan got me for Christmas, Cap? A fucking book by Bono. A book by Bono and like a Super Saiyan power level reader that makes my left eye blind and hurt and give me a headache. That's
well,
what she gave
well, Brandon,
me.
I have a surprise for you today.
Yes.
Which is that... Fat Tits did not give you that Bono book.
You son of a bitch.
My mom gave that Bono book to me, and I said, the fuck is this? I know who this goes to, and I gave it to you.
What? I hate you. How long ago did you get that book?
It's not like you read anyway.
For Christmas.
I flipped open to one page in the book, and it's like a conversation between Bono and like a spiritual leader or something.
It's a book-length conversation.
And yeah. I'm just reading
what?
It, and I was like, no. fuck you, Bono.
See, every time I think of Bono now, I think of that South Park episode where it turns out he was a massive pile of giant shit turd.
How many quirks was that? we had kind of a thrift store Christmas this year on purpose, and that's what I got. She didn't even know what singer of a band he was. She knew he was famous. He was from a band. She didn't know it was U2. She didn't know anything about it.
Anyway, I got people good gifts. I just want to say
you did, because hey everybody, I want to tell everybody what a great friend Brandon is.
I didn't get you guys stuff.
Brandon got me Final Fantasy 15 for Christmas,
and wow. That other game that looks cooler.
He's a crazy son of a bitch. What is that other game called? I haven't cracked.
I don't know, but Tony Baldini recommended it to me.
It starts with an O, and it looked very artful.
Owlboy,
Ori, or something. I don't know.
Anyway,
it's Ori in the Silent Forest.
Oh, yes, it is. It is.
Because I made up like half that name.
It looks really great. It looked really great from E3 a while ago, and it's not. It's on Xbox, so I can't play it. But it's really cool. How's that bacon soda? Can I try a sip?
Ooh.
I see why you asked.
Now I understand that question.
That's peculiar. That's weird. It tastes like a chemical, and then it tastes like smoky and
it tastes like I just drank
syrupy
bacon grease with like butter beer or something.
With like smoke. Ugh, it tastes like a factory.
I get everybody's backwash.
You
might want to wipe that off.
Can anyone drink a whole one of these?
I say the same thing about fucking butter beer. It tastes like popcorn oil and sugar.
And yet, the Geekeasy sells butter beer by the case.
Fucking nerds,
yep,
man.
Tastes about like I remember.
Now, here's a drink for you.
What is this? Coca-Cola. It's strong cola taste, and it has a chicken on it. Oh,
Mike
my God.
Loved that.
What do you think this tastes like, chicken?
I think it probably is just cola, but with a big rooster on the label.
What? But it's got to taste better. I'm going to open it. How does this work?
Now, I also have another one, which is it's a Jones Cola. We all know they make weird stuff on occasion.
Jones
this is a particularly
good,
weird one. Tell me how that cock tastes, Brandon.
Okay, so let me describe cock cola. You know how when you take Pepsi and then you pour it into a bowl full of rust for an hour and shake it and then you drink it? It's like stagnant old rust water with soda, right?
I can confirm that is an accurate description of cock cola.
Does that mean there's blood in it?
There might be, actually. It might be the blood of a chicken.
There's a little bit of a blood vibe to it.
Now, you've drank the blood of your enemies before. What does that taste like, Trench?
A little bit like the blood of my enemies. Yeah.
So, it's interesting, and I want to drink more, but...
Well, I'll pass this off to you. Have that, Trench. Describe this next concoction.
Jones cane sugar soda. Well, peanut butter and jelly soda.
Oh, shit.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
This cola is very tart.
Here, you need this.
I do need that.
Is it a twist off?
It is a twist off.
It's a twist off.
Well, so far, they've all been twist offs, but we've been opening them with
openers.
They've been
using a bottle opener and they're fucking twist offs. That's hilarious.
Use your teeth.
We're all going to get, like, what do you get from touching each other's lips?
Diphtheria?
Mono.
You know, it's funny you mentioned diphtheria, because that's going to come up later.
So it first kind of tastes like grape soda, and then it's got a really weird aftertaste.
Is it peanut butter, or is it not?
Not necessarily, no.
I'm not sure how
to describe that.
I've got a cold.
It smells really good. It smells like a good grape soda. I feel like we should just be doing Kino. What?
We should have all, like, smelled it and twirled it.
Like a wine tasting?
Yeah. Spit it in a bucket. We should have had a communal bucket. Spit it all in the bucket and then drank it at the end.
Yeah, like Paul Giamatti in that shitty wine movie.
It actually tastes a little bit like a spring picnic.
What's a picnic in the spring taste like?
Perhaps in Prague.
Or Dusseldorf?
Try it.
Taste the hops.
Smell it. Get the bouquet.
And by hops, you mean frogs.
It. Yes.
A cute name for frogs.
See, it smells really good.
It smells,
also some rabbits.
It smells like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm going to try a sip.
I could actually drink a whole bottle of that. It's not bad.
It reminds me of my childhood in Romania.
Can I get a sip of that?
Yeah, no, please do. It actually, I think, out of these three, it's the best tasting one.
Your childhood in Romania, drinking the blood of your enemies?
It is hands down
the better
of all of those.
Well, Jones doesn't make disgusting sodas.
No, Jones
is... It's good.
Jones,
it tastes like...
This is great.
Almost everything I've had from Jones
is good. I don't love grape soda.
Did you say it's great or it's grape?
Well, it is grape. I don't love grape soda, but if I did love grape soda, this would be incredible.
But wow, it's a good thing you don't like grape soda.
More for you guys.
I wish I'd brought you a banana soda for you to fucking
chug.
Oh,
fuck you. I wouldn't even do it.
Banana soda? I've
bananas.
Never even seen that.
He hates bananas. Cap, we
bananas
have...
or banana flavoring? Because they're totally different things.
Well, all of the above. The banana flavoring is a shitty flavor, and the banana has a shitty texture and a shitty flavor.
Cap, we sell banana milk now. I'm going to bring you a whole container.
Ew. Oh, I would love that.
for that Bono book. I'm going to leave it on your doorstep
and let it heat up. The weird flavors haven't ended yet because Nerdy Show's own Kristen got me exploding pickle candy.
What does that even mean?
A blast of dill pickle flavor.
Fuck me.
Dill blast me.
What is the picture on the front?
Woohoo! Dill blasted.
It's like a vacuum sealed silver space package in here.
Oh, these are only, like pop rocks.
There's
or
only
something.
Two of them.
Yeah, there's two packets, but we'll share. We'll share.
So after this, you guys want to go over to Tony's place and wreck up the place?
Yeah.
What, you mean with exploding pickle farts or what?
With the soda and the...
The picture on the front of pickle candy is a pickle with a top hat screaming.
Do you hear that?
And his stomach has exploded and his entrails have popped out.
Oh, fuck. This is weird. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
You gotta live with it now. Quick, drink some soda with it. drink some cock soda with it. All right, I'm gonna put some in my mouth. Hold on. How do I do this?
I don't know how to feel right now.
Wow.
The sound in all of our mics.
It tastes like rye.
It's exploding in your hand. You've got moist hands.
All right, I'm gonna down it with some cock soda.
Because I poured it in my hand and then licked my hand and then my hand exploded.
Okay, exploding pickle candy.
We're gonna go to the hospital now.
It doesn't taste very pickly.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You're supposed to put the entire package in your mouth at once.
Intense pickled Doritos from Canada taste picklier than this. By a lot. This is more like a weird savory sugar snack.
It's like it's more about the sensation of the popping in your mouth than the flavor of the pickle.
And if you did want to see that sensation, then
I put half the package in my
mouth. Like, it's like the most flavorless of all Pop Rocks I've ever had, basically.
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. What a great way to start the episode. I'm so
glad
we
did this.
Did you
like Pop Rocks, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they actually have flavor to them.
These are fucking disgusting. It tastes like rye bread to me. No, I'm done with this shit.
It does taste a little bit like rye bread.
I told you. It tastes like rye bread. Who the fuck wants to eat that shit?
Oh. But a really mild rye bread, because if it tasted like strong amounts of rye, I would really, really hate it.
Out of all these sodas, the one you're drinking is Coca-Cola. Why aren't you drinking the Jones Cola?
I got used to the irony rust taste.
He likes the taste of the blood of his enemies.
Mm. Well, hey, we have one other gift here, and it's for Brandon. It's from a Nerdy Show fan, mailed this to our mailing address specifically for Brandon. This is from Nathaniel Kraft.
My eyes are closed.
Here you go, Brandon.
I'm reaching out. I'm grabbing it. It's a book.
Describe the texture of that book, Brandon.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So, the book is called On Rare Birds, and this is actually has a really cool cover with kingfishers on it. And here's some chapters.
Here's the really important question.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What does it taste like?
All right, hold on. It tastes better than anything we just fucking ate. It has the story of the last passenger pigeon that was killed by like a farmer's son because he's an asshole. Oh man, it's got
wait,
a bunch of
passenger pigeon or
can
messenger.
It's got a story about the Waldrap. Those shit don't exist.
Is a passenger pigeon a real thing?
Yeah, it was.
You could ride a pigeon.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
they're like chocobos.
All right.
So I'm gonna accept this book with grace and dignity, and I love it. And I'm gonna just keep my mouth shut and keep it.
I feel like that bit about passenger pigeons is fake, but I don't know enough about pigeons to refute
passenger
it, so.
Pigeon is a real pigeon that went extinct. The last one in existence that scientists were studied went to some douchebag's farm where their child got like a rifle and shot him to death. And so the last remaining pair are on display in a museum. They're dead, but they're on display, but they're extinct now. So thanks, Boar, for bringing everyone down, asshole.
I didn't bring anybody down. You're the one that brought up the subject. I just don't know anything about it and wanted to know more. Oh, man. Your facts brought us down. Why didn't you lie to us?
Oh man, it's got some great
he
stories.
He forgot that he could.
It's got some great pictures, and I like books with pictures, guys. Look at the hand. What the fuck is that?
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
The sacred ibis. I'm pretty sure this is what Egyptian myth and lore is based. I'm not even joking.
No, yeah. By the looks of it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Just looking at it. And I can't wait to read that story.
As somebody who's been to the Luxor in Las Vegas, I can verify that the ibis is a bird that Egyptians knew about.
Who said this again?
As someone who's never been to Las Vegas, I will also confirm that.
Nathaniel Kraft.
Thank you, Nathaniel Kraft. This is probably the best gift I've gotten in my entire life.
I think if you go to the Luxor, you're basically an Egyptologist if you spend enough time in the pyramid.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah. I don't want to be a jerk, though. I have read some of this before. So
they had a lot of blackjack in Egypt, as far as I could tell.
Are you guys still talking about fucking Egypt? Or are you talking about mini Egypt in Las Vegas, as it's called?
Yes.
Why not both?
Yeah, Little Egypt. The district of Las Vegas, Little Egypt.
I'm going to move this book away from the sodas.
It's like how they've got the casino that's shaped like the Enterprise. If you go there, you're part of Star Trek.
Guys, I got a book from
a fan. I didn't know about that. Is that a real thing?
It might have supposed to have been a real thing that never actually...
I don't think that's a real thing, because I would have been there.
Well, I mean, there is a Star Trek attraction at Las Vegas.
There used to be.
Oh, yes, you're right. There was a Paramount thing. I forget.
Anyway. I never got to it, and that upset me.
We had some other fun adventures. Brandon and I went on an airboat ride.
We did go on an airboat ride.
Why didn't you bring me?
By the way, this is kind of an expensive book, so I really appreciate it. Anyway. we went on an airboat ride. I didn't know Cap was coming till last minute.
I mean, neither.
But it was great. I lived in Florida for, 29 years. I've never been on an airboat. So
that doesn't make me feel as bad anymore, because I've only lived here, six, and I haven't been on an airboat.
You should. It's really fast.
Yeah, I've lived here,
But also, I have never been to a... I haven't been to a beach since I've moved here.
Whoa.
I haven't been outside since I moved here. No, it's cool.
Most people, that's like the first thing that they do when they come to Florida, but I can wait.
And when it happens,
he's
moving
exquisite. Away from Florida the day before he goes to the beach for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So before this episode, I tried to make a list of some of the birds we saw.
Oh, yeah.
During the airboat ride. I was trying to point out, but you can't. They give you headsets with adjustable knobs, and when you talk over the microphone, everyone can hear you.
I should say, this is a weird thing, because this is the first time I've been on a tourist airboat ride. Not just you're already in Florida, let's go ride an airboat in the Everglades airboat ride. This is one geared for tourists. So we were on a 14-person airboat, and we all had
headsets
with live mics on them, so we could talk to each other and the guide.
Because it's noisy as shit.
Barreling down the St. John's River.
It was really fast. It was cool, though. We saw, galloping cows, which I didn't know they could gallop. And we saw, 100 alligators in one spot.
Nice.
And we saw horses put out to pasture, literally, to die. So that was cool.
Were they with the alligators? Or?
I mean, they will be eventually. But here's some birds we saw, Cap. I don't think this is all of them, but we saw some white ibis, and we saw glossy ibis, and belted kingfishers, and grackles, and red-shouldered hawks, and great blue herons, and little blue herons, and tricolored herons, and reddish egrets, and great egrets, and turkey vultures, and caracaras, and anhangas, and double-crested cormorants, and some Caspian terns, and I might have forgotten some.
What about pigeons? Did you see any pigeons?
No, pigeons don't fucking go to the swamp. They live in the goddamn city. We didn't see any crows out there either, because they live in the cities now, man.
What about pelicans?
City birds. We don't have ravens over here.
What about pelicans?
No, man. There ain't no fucking pelicans in the
seagulls?
Swamp. We did, I saw terns. One of them might have been a seagull. I don't know.
How about penguins?
We did see some warm water penguins. Yes.
Yeah, we did see those, yeah.
Now, terns. Can you see those in every season?
Moving on.
What about toucans?
For three cans. Anyway.
They weren't following their nose.
So, 2017 happened, and nothing feels different except my sleep level went way the fuck down for the past 3 days. Basically, my schedule's been stay up to 3 a.m, then get up for work at 6 a.m. Do that 3 times.
Now, why has it been like that? Has it been Final Fantasy XV's fault?
No, it's been... I keep getting dragged to fucking parties that I don't... I mean, they're great people and all, but it's I gotta work at 6 a.m. I'm fuck it. I'll just drink, and then I wake up, and I'm still kind of drunk, and I'm I'll get to work somehow. And then I get to work, and you take a massive dump, and you're I feel so much better. And then by the time you get home, you're I want to die.
Wait,
and then I gotta go out again.
This has been happening since 2017 happened?
No, this has been happening for the past 3 days.
I was going to say, because it's the first, dude. That means this might have happened
once.
He's
cramming a lot of partying into this one day, not even 24 hours.
Yeah, so more people died. You probably touched on that. People can't,
Well, I mean, we haven't had a recording to acknowledge the unfortunate death of Carrie Fisher.
I didn't realize her mom died the next day.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well,
is she married to Burt Reynolds?
Much like Padme, she died of a broken heart.
You're making me laugh during this. God.
Well, supposedly her last words were even I want to be with Carrie.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to say suicide. But when you're old, I think there's just an internal mechanism where you're time to go, and you just switch it, fade away.
She was probably really stressed out that her daughter died.
Yeah, stress and emotions, it happens. I mean, that's
if you're already sort of old and weaker, then...
That's why there's so many stories about couples, cashing out around the same time. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah. I played a fun game on New Year's Eve that I regret. Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail, is that the is that pertaining to the forthcoming organ harvesting that will be required after driverless cars manage to pare back the number of auto fatalities, which reduce the number of organs that are available from organ donors and therefore creates a repo the genetic opera kind of scenario?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a real concern.
I just saw a driverless car stop when an accident, before that people even knew they were going to get in an accident, the car knew. It was like a new Tesla model and stopped well ahead of the accident even happening.
But they've resolved the conundrum of, like, if the car is going to crash and it's either going to kill the driver or kill some bystander, it's now programmed to kill the bystander, right?
Good.
They've solved that conundrum.
I'm paying money for a car. I'd like to kill the bystanders. Thank you. What were you saying, Bor?
I was just saying that Cap was bringing up a real concern that, what was it, scientists have? Or
yeah, well, it's that... auto fatalities amount to a certain percentage of the organs that are available in the organ donation
pool. The vast majority of them,
actually. Oh, you're saying that if more lives are saved, there won't be enough organs?
Yes.
Well, maybe they should fucking pass legislation that lets you grow fucking organs in a jar.
Agreed.
Thank you. Stem cells.
It's all an ecosystem, and ultimately, if driverless cars happen and reduce the number of fatalities, then, I mean, it'll all... everything will grow together. None of this exists in a vacuum.
What if the people that need the organs are people that got in the accidents in the first place?
That's not...
And the more accidents need to happen for them to get those organs.
I mean, typically that's not how that works. I mean, you don't usually get into an accident and then need a liver.
You might. What if you cut your liver in half, in twain?
I mean, that's possible. That's possible, anyway.
But
that's...
grow back, but...
That would be like a fringe, like, case.
The liver is evil and must be destroyed.
Can't we just use pig... Can't we use pig organs? I'm really confused because they started implanting pig eyes into human eyes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's legislative problems with that.
Oh, God, fucking red tape.
Well, because if you put human DNA... We've talked about this before. If you put human DNA in an animal, if you genetically augment an animal with human DNA...
We had an episode about this.
Exactly.
You grow, like, organs inside of an animal that has human
scientists
DNA.
Scientists have weird, unspecified concerns that they don't know what the repercussions would be of animal and human DNA.
We have a billion animals and crops that we have totally fucked with their genes, and we're totally okay with eating them. Do it with everything at
but
this
if
point.
Those animals
care.
Were ever to hold us accountable, how would we be judged?
Well, we'll find out when we get there. Let progress
Shoot
march forward
first, ask questions later.
Yeah, I'm okay with progress. Thank
all
you.
I know is that pig and elephant DNA won't splice.
So when the bovine uprising occurs, you just gotta end that shit quick.
You never heard that song?
Preemptive strike.
Pig and an elephant DNA just won't splice.
No.
Yeah. What? Right. Is this really? A real thing?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Did your parents used to sing this to you as a lullaby? Because it would explain a few things.
It's like season one South Park stuff.
Oh.
Well, I don't even remember that.
Well, the last time I watched that was, when was that? 1998? 7? That's when I saw that last. Yeah.
But you know how old I was when that happened?
There was the genetic engineer.
I wasn't allowed to watch South Park when that happened.
There was a genetic engineer that liked to put asses on everything.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Dr.
It was
Moreau.
And they wanted a tiny pig-sized elephant.
I don't remember the song, though. How do you remember the song?
I remember everything from TV shows. I don't know how.
It's all the soda you drink.
It might be.
It's sugar, man.
It might. That's not an argument to stop doing, you know, soda.
No, I want you to drink more.
He's also a technophile, so like half of his brain is a computer at this point.
That's true.
Speaking of, I regret to inform that after our last episode where we advised everyone on the steps you would need to take to very simply give yourselves an alternative to the virtual waifu and any kind of like sex objects that you might want to have virtual sex with, Bor, you offered up a really great budget solution for how to create your own virtual waifu.
Yeah, on the page for the last episode, I actually came up with two different things that you could build. You could go the budget route, and then there was like the premium model of the waifu kit.
Yeah, and I mean the future of intercourse for one seems to be highly augmented, and there's cheap ways you can do it. So Bor spill that out there, but unfortunately, no one gave themselves or someone else the gift of a DIY waifu VR sex simulator. And
has anyone bought an actual waifu though?
Not through our Amazon links, and that's how I've been charting this. None of the items on the because
they
Amazon
don't want you to
were,
know.
Well,
that's why.
Well, I wouldn't know who, but I would get the joy of knowing that someone did.
Who's got 2,000?
Take our advice, but we did sell a single Amazon Echo Dot, which you recommended for the voice controls for this.
That might have been Brandon.
And also a lot of batteries.
Oh, that might have been me. Not the batteries.
So what was interesting is that the batteries were actually listed in like the personal wellness section.
What?
I know. They're a robot and they need more batteries.
Are they like C and D cells or what?
I forget what size they were, but I thought that was interesting because, you know.
Okay. Maybe they bought the. Are they in the same order? Like the dot and the batteries?
Oh, I can't see that. It's
I was like, because do they think that it's powered by batteries? She bought like 100 batteries. So
I just think that they know that like the bulk of batteries purchased on Amazon are all being used in vibrators. That's what...
You know, one of the components of the waifu kit that I suggested had rechargeable batteries in it. So they wouldn't have needed to add batteries to it.
Fair point. Anyway, we'll again link to Boar's waifu sex kit in case you missed it. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but maybe you would. You know, it's no judgment. Just, you know, it's just not for me. But maybe it's for you.
Hey, it's geared towards the people that would want a little waifu in a pod.
Right. If you want that Gearbox waifu, get this instead. Anyhow, in addition to the airboat hijinks, I went to an escape room, a fantastic escape room.
Is that the one that's closing down?
Yeah, there was a really great local escape room in Orlando called It's a Trap. They're incredible. We've talked about them before, and unfortunately, they had to close down due to a bunch of personal reasons,
like bad location.
It was fine, but it was mostly that the owners had a bunch of personal tragedies and needed to refocus their attention on their own lives, which is a shame. But the quality of these rooms were incredible, and I did this great one that was a recent addition this year, because what they do is instead of having a usual escape room where you're just locked in there with people, they have a interactive narrative element. And so this is a pirate themed room where you meet this foppish pirate, and then all of a sudden,
was it Johnny Depp?
No, different kind of foppish.
Because I figure he'd be doing that now.
This is like very vaguely aristocratic. He's the hairdresser for Rosebeard the pirate. Okay. Anyway, he gets turned accursed and turned into a skeleton. So for the entire game, there's this animatronic like skeleton with light up eyes talking to you. It was really cool.
Is someone controlling it the other side? Like obviously with the
microphone. No, it's a real sentient.
I didn't know if it was pre-recorded.
It was possessed by the spirit.
I didn't know if it was pre-recorded messages every time you solve something, or someone's actually guiding you.
It's a puppet. Like it's okay. Some kind of like mechanical puppet of some kind. So that was real cool. Did that with two thumbs of Nerdy Show community fame, such as it is.
How did you win?
We did. We didn't. There's kind of a. There's
you
always
like an hour you, or 40 you, minutes.
He got out.
Yeah, you win.
You can still get out by losing.
But there's like also like a meta game. Like there's a main goal, and then
where you come out and you're like, oh, my life, what was that all about?
If you complete it in enough time, there's also like an auxiliary goal. So we completed the main goal. Apparently, it's one of the hardest rooms they've ever made. So they told us.
Well, at least you did the main goal.
Anybody else do anything cool in the past like New Year's, Christmas? Mm-mm. Annex?
No.
I've just been playing Final Fantasy 15. After Brandon recommended it last episode, I went out and bought it, and
what's
I've been playing it a lot.
Because I was worried, because you're really hard to please.
I like it, but I like JRPGs, so.
So how do you feel now that you've played it a little bit?
I really hate that the magic system is terrible.
It's really strong, though. You just have to get used to it.
It's really convoluted, and I don't like that if you throw one of those little magic balls, for some reason all the spells are just in ball format, that it can
it
hurt
your
team.
Yeah, like they all get lit on
so
fire.
I never want to use it because they're stupid and they walk around in the fire and whatever else I throw, so I end up hurting myself with the magic more than helping, so I don't use it. And I always liked spells in other Final Fantasy games, so I hate that part about it. I'm not too keen on the amount of time in a day, like because a day goes by after about.
Oh, you're telling me you camp way too much,
right?
That's you got a bond.
You go out, you do two quests, and they're like, "Hey, I'm tired. Can we go camp?" And
you can tell them no. I've just been traveling at night.
I know, and I've been doing that more, just like ignoring them and whatever, but. You feel really obligated at the beginning because they're like, whoa,
because
it's really dangerous
really
at night.
Yeah.
And
well,
I have seen some pretty big monsters come out at night too. So I've been, you know, at the beginning I was camping a lot, but it was really annoying because I couldn't just go out and quest. And no other game makes you camp that often with all of your Coleman gear.
It's about bonding with your bros, okay? How are you going to bond if you don't camp every 20 minutes?
And how are you
going to
camp without the incredible
features
of
Coleman?
Yeah.
That, bachelor, I don't know where they keep
Bachelor Party Simulator.
Where do they keep that tent?
I don't know.
I mean, it is kind of like your bachelor party before you get married. How did you started playing it? How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I really like it. I think the battle system is a lot of fun. You're right, the magic could be better.
I agree.
It's a really bizarre game because it's very meditative. That you mentioned last episode about the conversations and how unique most of them are. You're right, it's super weird. The dude who cooks food for you and drives your car,
Ignis.
He's a weird cat, man. Also,
he always wants to repair my shirt.
Yeah, your button keeps coming off. And then they talk about it like 5 minutes later. They mention the shirt again. Like, yeah. When you go to sleep, he's like, "Oh, you never fixed that shirt for me," or something.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
Brandon, you advised not doing the English language version, and I played the Japanese version, and I was like, "Holy shit! I can't read the subtitles and appreciate the visuals of the game, or even pay attention when I'm walking around and my friends are talking with me." So I switched it to the English dub out of necessity. No. It's fine. It's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Or would you do that?
No, but the main reason, and I would actually consider it if Johnny Young Bosch wasn't the main character, who every time that there's a Japanese dub of anything these days, Johnny Young Bosch is almost always the main fucking character. And I hate him, and I don't want him to be the main character in everything. Because it just pisses me off that no matter what you play or what anime you watch, he sounds identical because he doesn't do voices. It's just Johnny Young Bosch.
He's not voice acting. He's just
being
talking.
Johnny Young Bosch, yeah. Reading lines.
Yeah.
And most people that for some reason do dubs are always terrible voice actors. Like they don't have emotion. They never do voices that aren't just, I guess the girls will do voices, but that's just raising their voice up a little bit more than they usually would. But I don't know why they even do that, because usually they're just trying to imitate the Japanese.
I don't know.
I think it's to match the character acting, the physical character acting of the Japanese characters, because that does
it's
voice.
Exaggerated.
Yeah. To be fair, the Japanese voice acting might be terrible, but since I can understand it or know when they're supposed to deliver a line, I'm okay with it. But like, I listened to some of the English for a little bit, and I was like, nope, done. I can't stand their voices.
Because it was my Christmas, one of my Christmas presents to myself.
Well, it's like
Final Fantasy 15. And so I agree. Like, I hate the magic system, and because I've only played it with the English voice acting, and there's times where it just feels really phoned in and half-assed.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest problem is, like, did they get proper voice actors who actually are talented?
No, and
they've been trained or have actually been in, like, you know, a good American cartoon or something like that, or are they getting the regular Japanese dub crew that they hired off the street?
And even
or
when
something.
They read the lines, it doesn't sound right to me, because it's not like they're rewriting everything perfectly for an English or American audience. It's still written by.
And I know that they would probably, like, the counter argument to my little rant is probably that, you know, it's really hard to do the lines that match up with Japanese, like, mouthing.
Well, you don't see their mouth that much when they're running around anyway.
I'm fairly certain that the reason it takes so long to load between the different versions of the game, that we usually have to basically restart your game when you switch to a different vocal mode, is because
it looks
to me like the mouths are synced to the American dialogue.
They might actually. That was one thing I thought they actually made the game for English voices originally, which was weird. I thought.
I don't know.
Because when I watched
but
at
I know
the beginning,
that's
their dialogue,
the argument,
it was moving.
That's
the
argument quite often when it's like an anime.
Yeah.
Or some video games.
And then
I don't know about this specific game, because I won't even turn the voice voices over to English because of Johnny Young Bosch. Fuck him.
See, I've been curious about, like, what the experience is going to be like if I switch.
Can we get
to
him
Japanese.
On the show?
Yeah, after that.
We should look into
that. But I haven't done that yet. And I agree with you. For, like, the first three chapters of the game, they put, like, rails up. Like, you can't drive the car at night, or for a little bit, you can't even drive the car yourself. Like,
I mean, you can.
They open that up really fast. Either that or I can put 10 hours into that game without even thinking, too.
Which is good.
I kind of wandered around for, like, the first little bit and just explored all the area.
Yeah, every time there's a new quest, I'm like, before I do the main story, I'm going everywhere in the world that's open. And yeah, but anyway, so we talked about this last time enough. So.
We did. This is, I mean, admittedly, we are treading new ground here in the Final Fantasy 15.
But you still kind of like it.
I like it a lot. It's very enjoyable.
I'm post-game at this point, and I'm almost done with all the post-game stuff, and it's still really except for that one dungeon boar you saw me play. We won't talk about that.
I was really apprehensive about Final Fantasy VII Remake, but if they're doing it in this engine,
So in 10 years, it'll be
out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. By the way, last thing. There's a dungeon post-game, and I'm not going to spoil anything because whatever, but it's 4 hours long, and they don't tell you that. So like an hour and a half into it, I'm like, Why is this never ending? And I'm like, I looked it up online. And they're like, this is 100 rooms. So, boy, that dungeon you saw me do.
Is that the one I was watching you?
No, that was a 20-room dungeon that took an hour and a half. This is 100 rooms.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like 100 different rooms of just like random really hard battles.
PS4 has the feature where you can watch other people's games. And I was watching Brandon for a while, I guess an hour and a half.
Or what? Yeah, it was like crazy long.
And yeah, it was just this most repetitive dungeon ever. There's an item in the middle of the room and then like four or five enemies will spawn and you have to kill them and then you can pick up the item and you move on to an identical room that's chained on.
And there's like 20 rooms. So it doesn't, but it like,
and I'm watching this for like an hour and a half. Just because it says that there's some big monster at the end of it, right? And I was like really tired of it and I wanted a drink or something and I got up and I was like, I'll be right back. And I come back and it said the stream has ended and Brandon was like, oh yeah, did you see that monster at the end? I walked away for the 3 minutes where the monster was there.
It was a pretty epic fight. And I was like, dude, you missed that. It was epic. It was so good. Everyone died but me.
I have no idea what the monster even
everyone
was.
Everyone died but me. It was a clash of swords, a lot of button mashing.
And it was really cool. Same monsters over and over again. It wasn't just identical looking rooms. Like
the monsters were pretty identical.
It
picks from only like a few different monsters per dungeon. Yeah, yeah.
You're fighting the same cats and the same skeletons.
Was
like,
that a special dungeon? Was that like
it's like a post game, like just to get like a good weapon. Like there's a good weapon at the end of it.
I will say this of the one dungeon I've been in so far, which is some kind of mine.
The main dungeons are really cool.
The characters are constantly interacting in different ways. There's multiple approaches of ways to get into. Like the specific early game dungeon that I experienced is a 4-level mine. And you can choose.
Did you get to the bottom?
You can choose which floor to start in, and which one you choose totally, because I've died in it multiple times, so I now know that it totally alters your gameplay perspective based on which one you end up going to. And
it doesn't tell you that there's a level 50 enemy when you're like level 8 at the bottom that kills you in one hit.
No, it doesn't, and it does.
Yeah. Did you find that too? Yeah, that's great.
Repeatedly.
I was going up to the waterfall, and there's a Midgard serpent or whatever.
The giant fucking snake.
Yeah, he's like level 73 and you're like level like 20 and I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, and it like can jump over the whole screen at you and I'm like, oh, just run. It's fine. So the game has really cool stuff like that. So.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Demon Souls.
A little bit of Demon Souls, a little bit of Witcher, a little bit of Fallout.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Can't complain. Like a lot. I will say there's, you know, it's, we're just talking about its failings now. I encountered in like a single in-game 24-hour span, 4 different people whose cars had inexplicably broken down or crashed into something on the side, all the same man, all saying different things,
but
with the same voice actor, all in need of a repair kit. The same mini quest.
I've never come across that.
I've only come across it once, and I've played like 30 hours
now. The world
now.
Is so big that you may never come across
and it. And yet I experienced it 4 times. Like practically at
once. You gotta stop for them because you just see a random car on the side of the road and you keep driving. You don't.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about them.
Did you guys find out? Because it took me for there's a shop in your car where you can buy an MP3 player and then wander around listening to music.
Yeah,
when you're walking.
I've got all the soundtracks to all the Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, there's a shop in your car where you can buy items.
Uh huh.
Like you can connect somehow, and there's an MP3 player in there, so you can actually listen to all the music you've collected while walking around too.
Interesting. By using it. Weird.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Last Guardian came out. Sorry.
Yeah, have you played it
yet? No, I just wanted to say it came out and someone should play it. I don't want to start a new game until I'm like fully done with whatever. And then Diablo 3 came out with some new shit yesterday, so now I've got to play that. So.
Wait, it came out?
They've
been talking about how they're going to.
What I read was December 31st, and I could be wrong. I haven't checked it.
I've looked.
The 16-level dungeon
came I don't out? Think it's there yet.
Well, what I read was
I mean, maybe it is by the time this airs.
It's the 20th anniversary of Diablo, so like Overwatch has some Diablo-themed stuff now.
Not yet.
Like skins and things.
Nope.
And World of Warcraft has characters from the World of Sanctuary. And Heroes of the Storm has some Diablo stuff. But Diablo 3 is getting, and I read it, full 16 floors of
dungeon. Yeah, it's one...
And 4 bosses.
It's one dungeon ported from Diablo 1 into Diablo 3.
There's only 16 floors in Diablo 1. So, and they're bringing all 16 floors.
Wait, of the one dungeon. There's more than one dungeon in Diablo 1.
Well, only if you get the expansion. There's the cathedral, and you keep going down, it turns into the caves, and you keep... Or the catacombs, and you keep going down, it turns into the caves, and you keep going, and then you're in hell. But it's all one seamless 16-floor dungeon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're bringing all
I don't remember Diablo 1 that well.
It's so. Literally you go into the church and the whole game is just straight down.
So, okay.
But they're bringing all of that.
Good.
But it's limited time. And I thought it was out because they said December 31st was the 20th anniversary.
I don't know why you would do something like that and then have it be limited time, especially for a game.
Put all the effort into developing it.
Well, I mean, Diablo 3 needs more content, too.
I'm waiting for the Necromancer really badly. So,
a little while back in the episode, we mentioned our Amazon purchases. Of course, anything you buy through our Amazon links helps support the entire Nerdy Show network. The Christmas season was very kind to us, and you guys were very kind to us by purchasing through our Amazon links. Thank you very much. I want to give a shout out to the number one contributor, the person who spent the most on one single purchase that I could see and gave the most back to Nerdy Show. We don't know what anybody's buying. We don't ever see who it is. That's it. We just see items and how much we get from it based on the percentage that Amazon gives us. In this case, someone bought 7 pairs of compression socks.
they're going on a trip.
And at a 7% give back to us, that's a total of $9.31 for that one
Those
transaction.
Those socks are expensive. Wow. Shit.
I was half expecting to say you're welcome because I bought like a monitor and some other like random stuff.
Yeah, I was about to because I bought a bunch of like modeling stuff for.
You're going to be a model?
Yes, actually.
A hand model.
No. Gundam model kits. I was building some of those.
Oh.
I want to point out that they spent over $100 on socks.
Yes.
Okay. Just on compressions. I just want to point that out. Okay.
I spent over $100 on a monitor. That's why I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, it's all about that percentage. We get some weird percentage for stuff.
Also, yeah, I know electronics doesn't usually have the highest margins in the world.
At $9.03, someone got a Casio Lighted Key personal keyboard. And there you go. We never know what it's going to be. Amazon's all over the place with these percentages. But every little bit helps. So if you buy through our Amazon links, we'd greatly appreciate it. Also, if you want to support Nerdy Show more directly, you can give to us on Patreon. We have a number of awesome different tiers that get you different perks, all kinds of bonus content, including, I might add, we just had the return of Ghostbusters Resurrection, our Ghostbusters tabletop role-playing audio drama podcast. That's where we play the original 1980s Ghostbusters role-playing system and turn it into an audio drama.
So it's a resurrection of Ghostbusters Resurrection.
No, Ghostbusters Resurrection is the name of the show.
No, I know.
We're resurrecting the Ghostbusters role-playing system.
That's what I just said.
Thought you.
Anyway.
Okay, yes.
That's getting cut.
So, season 3 just came out. It's a 2-episode premiere. It's coming out monthly from now on. And we actually have kind of a 20-minute episode 0 sort of special feature that is for all supporters on Patreon. It has the crew of the game sort of deciding how their franchise expanded and the different equipment they got, the different vehicles they got in the interim between season 2 and season 3. So if you're looking for bonus content for Ghostbusters Resurrection or many of our shows.
That's what happened to that conversation.
Oh, what? So Briggs was wondering what happened.
Well, no. For context, Briggs is one of my roommates. And so Friday night when the episodes came out, I offhandedly mentioned it to him and he started listening to them. And listening to the episodes with one of the Ghostbusters is an experience. But Doug just mentions during the course of the first episode, oh, you guys got some, you know, upgrades to your equipment. And I was like waiting for the, well, what are the upgrades to their equipment? And that conversation was not there.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't removed for any kind of like forced exclusivity reasons, but there was basically a whole long conversation that happened building up sort of the status quo of the Ghostbusters franchise at the launch of the season. And that is the episode 0, which you can get at any level on Patreon. Also, not only is Ghostbusters Resurrection back, but as you've no doubt experienced this past month, Dungeons and Doritos is back. And our second episode since we've gotten back on a monthly schedule is out right now, out this week. It's called Barty Hard. So check it out.
And the new Pokeballs of Steel episode is out. Just kidding.
No, it's not.
No, but Pokeballs of Steelix is in production.
R.I.P.
We're getting close then.
It also died in 2016.
We have some shout-outs from some fans. First up, Chief of Stuff, who had to step away from Patreon for a little bit because, hey, everybody's budgets fluctuate. But he came back and he said, hey, guys, I'm back. I still love you all. And I'm now Soundwave_Raps. So I guess instead of calling him Chief of Stuff, I will call you from now on Soundwave_Raps.
Or just Soundwave Raps.
But he also he shared with us on Nerdy Show Lounge, a place for Nerdy Show hosts and patrons to congregate on Facebook. He said, remember when I asked for dating advice? Well, thank you. We've been together 7 months and things are great.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. We gave him dating advice. And
did we? I wasn't part of it.
I was definitely a big part of that.
Was it live on the show?
It was no. It was in the lounge, and it was mostly Rob and LaForge.
Yeah, we were pulling a Cyrano. So every time, he'd step away, be like, "What do I do next?" And we were just live informing him the whole time. And we've actually been doing that for 7 months straight.
Well,
yeah.
If she's listening,
every
then
interaction
I'm sorry.
We know about.
I hope she's not listening.
She's actually in a relationship with Nerdy Show.
Oh.
All of us collectively.
Yeah.
Through the vessel of Soundwave_Raps. No.
Is it Raps with an R or a W?
A W. He just loves Raps.
That's
he loves,
what I thought.
No, it's
thought
Raps it was, with an R.
Yeah, whatever.
big fan of Chipotle. Yeah.
I went to Raps with a W. That's where my mind went.
But he went
are
on
you
say,
hungry?
A little bit.
Thanks for those who helped. And in other nerdy things, too, I made the switch to digital comics. It's a lot easier because I don't have the chance to make it to a comic store very often.
I like digital comics, but like I like physically holding a book and owning it. It's weird.
Oh, speaking of, I have a new issue of Great Lakes Avengers for you.
Ooh, give me now?
No, after the show. After the show. We have also have a shout out from Scott John Harrison.
So, context: it is in regards to a video game that, until recently, he didn't know if it was out or not, and hadn't heard anyone talk about it. Says 100-foot robot golf is a PS4 PSVR game, which is a fairly normal game about playing golf in your giant robot through futuristic cities on the moon and at the bottom of the ocean. It is the second game by the developer No Goblin, a small indie game studio whose previous game was Roundabout, a game about the world's first revolving limousine driver.
Yeah, now Brandon and I watched a trailer we all have seen the trailer for...
What's a revolving limousine?
That was my question. The rest of the shout out is that game is the spiritual successor to Kuro Kuro Kurin, with all cutscenes being FMV.
Yeah, so we watched a trailer for Roundabout, or is that what it's called?
The robot
yeah,
golf.
Roundabout,
the limousine game.
Yeah.
You're spinning limousine, spiraling down streets, crashing into people, and then also like bunny hopping from building top to building top.
I can't even imagine what you're talking about. So,
it actually looks crazy good because it's sort of a puzzle game. There'll be parts where there's like
a puzzle game,
because there are parts where things are blocking the road and you could have to fit in very narrowly, but you're spinning, so you've got to time your spin till you're like narrow and then slide through it and then keep spinning because you can't stop spinning.
You're the Matrix.
You're a limousine, basically Tokyo drifting and in
you,
a spiral.
You can't stop spinning ever as you move. It's great. It's wonderful. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I'm looking it up as soon as
And the robot golf game. Matt, you're a giant robot aficionado. How'd you feel about this trailer you watched?
It was absurd, and I was definitely interested in it. Unfortunately, it's on PS4, and I don't have one of those that works anymore. Actually, I don't even have one of those at all.
Aren't there like three of them in your house?
yes, there are, but they're all in everybody's rooms.
Well, that's not very nice of them.
Just buddy up with one of your roommates and be like, hey, I want to play some robot golf. How about you stop Bogart and the PS4?
Don't you guys share everything? Put it all in the living room. Put all three PS4s in the living room.
And make it chappy.
I did.
Make
it chappy.
Yeah, how many PS4s would it take? We know how many PS3s
I think it was like
it
eight.
But those
were
PS3s.
They were. Shit, yeah. Maybe you only need like two.
Oh, maybe that's what Chappy 2 is about.
Oh, shit. PS4 Pros.
But if it was on PC, we could stream it for Stream Team. But since it's not, we can't.
Oh, you can stream it on PS4.
What I find fascinating is that the game is also in PSVR.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
It's got support. You don't have to play it. But
you don't, but that's fascinating.
But basically, it's a there's giant 100-foot robots playing golf. And then to get to
on
your
the
next...
moon.
When you to get to your next hole, you're like destroying buildings with swords and weapons and smashing through things. Then you get to your next hole and you play golf again. And it looked really fun. I've never heard of this company till the shout out, and I really want to get both of their games now because they look like games I would play, like a Katamari Damacy's Alley almost.
Yeah,
at least with
Nobi Boy. Did you ever play that?
Oh god, I got sick of that shit though, real quick, dude. Yeah. It's still going.
Really?
I don't know if they've made it out of the
people
solar
still
system
play
yet.
That.
Well, I didn't say they're still playing.
Oh, okay.
It's still going.
We also have a shout out from Cerebral Paladin, who I forgot to mention in our Amazon segment. Brandon, I believe you have
that. Oh, I have that. Okay.
here's what he got.
All right. New monitor, swing arm for the desk, some toys for the baby, maintenance items for my handy house. Oh, I'm sorry. Maintenance items for my handy mouse.
I think that's like a either a Ratatouille or a Gus Gus.
Yeah, for my handy mouse. I'm going to say like gadget.
It's anyway. Mr. Handy.
Oh, you're right. That Fallout. Does more of a gadget.
Yeah,
kind of
so
thing.
He's got a gadget.
Gadget hack wrench.
And some CDs for the wife. Hopefully all this means a couple bucks sent your way. Was it probably was.
Probably
thank you,
was.
Actually. Yes.
Thanks, Cerebral Paladin.
And Cerebral Paladin, if you could.
Was
you...
there a start to that or was it just the beginning of a list?
List.
Yeah, it was just a list of the stuff he bought okay. with our link, which is I appreciate. But can you do me a favor, Cerebral Paladin? I totally need to see a picture of your handy mouse. Like, we want you to send us a picture of your handy mouse because I want to see it with a little tool belt. That looks adorable.
It's going to be some sanitary wipes for his gadget hack wrench. If you don't have any money to give us or spend on Amazon, you can do us a solid and rate and review us on iTunes. If you do that, we may read your review here on the show, just like what's about to happen. This is from Dumpstat.
Dumpstat? Are you sure it's not Dumpstat?
Could be dump stat.
Like if you were to dump all of your stat points into luck, for example.
Why would you do that?
Sometimes you get really fun critical hits if it's all yeah. all 100% luck. Anyway.
Bart from Dirk Gently.
Oh yeah, man. Oh, so
that's what you get.
I forgot about that.
I can having spent the all of New Year's with Boar watching most
is that
of,
what you guys did?
I watched Dirk
yeah,
Gently.
That's what
yeah.
I did at his place.
That's
too.
What we did for
yeah.
Christmas too.
Yeah. Oh wow.
I really like Dirk Gently, you, so I'm making sure everybody sees it.
How many episodes of that did we watch? Sorry.
Five?
I think yeah, we also watched like five. So
Yeah, man. It's a great show. We've talked about it before. It's a fantastic show, but yes, the meme of dumping all the luck stats into the Holistic Assassin. You guys get familiar with the show so we can tell these jokes.
Yeah, it's so good. All right, anyway, Dumpstat, the title of this review is Be a Roosevelt. Cap says it all in every recording, every opening. This is the podcast for all things from comics to video games, science and technology. If it's geeky, they've got it covered. We already say that. You didn't need to,
we have said that.
Yeah, okay. Plus, there's nothing dry, overly technical, or stuffy here. Your ear holes will be drenched in humor, entertainment, and knowledge. Not if I have anything to say about that.
I could definitely make it
You'll
dry.
Leave with a smile. Not if Trench has anything to say about that. The ensemble rotating cast covers every background, niche, and specialty, so they're able to bring a unique spin to each and every topic they cover. If you like fun at all, give these guys and gals a spin.
Yeah.
Just like roundabout.
But I don't want to be spun.
Well, then.
You know, I used to think Boar is the enemy of fun. But somehow you've taken the trophy from him. And you'll have to fight to get it back if you want
no,
to.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I would never challenge that because Trench will beat me hands down.
You're the undisputed king now.
He has far less emotions than I have, which I didn't even know was possible until getting a little bit into his psyche. Yeah. Never. I'm never going to have a duel like that with Trench.
I'd like to point out that Brandon has continued to drink the Coca-Cola throughout this episode.
I'm
doing it subconsciously. I didn't even realize that. I just kept reaching.
I probably would have drank that grape one if it wasn't so far away.
You're just so thirsty for cock.
I just keep reaching for the cock. Sorry.
Oh, now I've got grape, peanut butter,
but
and
no
jelly.
One is touching that awful fucking bacon soda.
Remember that time you drank a shot of bacon, pure bacon grease?
That was better than this. You know why? It went down easier.
Because it was real bacon. I bet there's no bacon in that.
Yeah, if you drink the peanut butter and jelly one a little bit more, you start tasting the peanut butter.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Well, it's probably settled at the bottom.
That's my favorite part.
Gotta shake it up.
It's denser.
Oh, whoa. Okay. One of the ingredients in the bacon soda is beet juice.
Oh, wait. Why didn't
that's
I look
probably that's, for coloring.
Why didn't I look at the ingredients on this?
Show? Yeah, let's. Well, there's no ingredients.
It's probably
on
a combination of sweetness and
it
coloring.
It already has caramel color in it. And that's already a light caramel color. That couldn't be beet juice in this. For color, it must be for flavor.
Guys, you want to know what makes my soda besides water and sugar?
Cock.
It's after water and sugar. Here are the ingredients: phosphoric acid, citric acid, and caffeine, and then just some colors. Basically, I'm drinking a bottle of phosphoric acid and citric acid. Two things I'm not supposed to.
I mean,
drink.
That's basically.
I was
going to
say something like lithium.
Lithium. It does say virgin blood.
Oh,
vaginal secretions.
Okay.
Anal.
Let's have some fun, guys. Let's have some fun.
We haven't been having fun.
Are you implying that we have not been having fun?
No. We have a subreddit, and in the Nerdy Show subreddit, it's been pretty good so far. We have an if then that thing where all of our posts just go up there, but we also have some conversations that crop up. But very recently, we've had some spam.
Did it angrily open the door?
Oh, did...
Is it one of those randomized robot spams that just say nonsense?
We're not really sure what it was.
We don't know what to make of this. This is by a user called Barina99. The first thing she posted was simply the letter M.
The letter M, just by itself.
And then there was a very long post.
M. Night Shyamalan.
It's a... What a twist. that was, I guess, a story that we're all going to read here that was entitled... The post was entitled... But she was present there.
Wait, so this was spam, sort of.
We think it was spam. Bo and I both flagged it as spam.
We don't understand what it was.
All right, so we're now. Oh, so for all the people listening,
it's usually beyond comprehension.
Usually, spam has some sort of a purpose, like they want to sell you a penis pill or get you to go to their webcam site.
Handbags.
So we're about to read a several-part weird story that may or may not make sense.
Yes.
All right. So just for people listening at home, that's what we're about to do.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. But she was present there by Barina99. Happy B-Day, Miyuki! Screamed all of Miyuki's friends. It was her B-Day today, and everyone was excited. The tall blonde girl smiled quietly and said a small thank you. That's just the letter U, by the way.
This is a story. This isn't spam.
She got a lot of gifts after all. She was the most popular girl in her school. So how are you going to celebrate your birthday? Asked Eddie. Miyuki smiled. I don't know. Ellie laughed. I have an idea. Then she asked everyone to come outside her house at 10:30 at night. Everyone agreed. Who's got part two?
At night, when everyone had arrived, Ellie took them out for a walk. Hillary looked around. There was such a beautiful and huge garden in front of her house. She felt jealous, but she didn't let these feelings spoil her fun. Then finally, they all reached the place which Ellie wanted them to visit. It was a ruined mansion, abandoned one. Whoa, all the girls exclaimed. We will all celebrate Miyuki's birthday here. Double exclamation points. She announced proudly. At first, nobody knew how they would be celebrating a birthday here. Ellipses. But soon everybody knew. They told each other ghost stories one by one and clicked a lot of selfies. Everyone wanted a pic with the birthday girl. No one spoke much, not even Miyuki.
I just tried to look this up online to see if this is from something, and I couldn't find shit. So this is kind of scary. All right, I've got
a ghost story already. It's a ghost story of a ghost story.
I've got part three. Here we go. Then it was time to explore the mansion. While exploring, Ellie decided to tell a horror story about the mansion. She told how a very rich man lived here with his wife. I don't know why this is funny to me. I'm cracking up. They lived happily here, but one day the man, who was in a bad mood that day, killed his wife because she had interrupted his sleep by breaking a plate.
Whoa.
This is like how I would write. This is amazing. He had dumped his wife's body in the well outside the mansion. This is how he blocked the well. After this incident, his neighbors... It's complained with no P, so it's complained. So it just says, after this incident, his neighbors complained of a woman who kept roaming around the neighborhood, telling the story of the broken plate and how she roamed around breaking plates everywhere. They say that the ghost of the wife still roams here, visiting people who came here. However, she does not speak much and does not harm people. Is there a part four?
I've got the part four. The exciting conclusion. Is this the conclusion?
Yeah.
The exciting conclusion.
Can we break this into a four-part series? Like, play it, like, release every week?
All the children returned home after that. ... The next day, everyone except Miyuki came to school. ... They all decided to print the pics that they had clicked from their phones. When the photos came. ... They had huge surprise, and not a single photo was Miyuki present in. 4 exclamation points. They all went home feeling weird. ... When Hillary reached her home, her mom had a message for her. Hillary, yesterday was Miyuki's mother called. She told that Miyuki for some reason, another sentence, could not come home yesterday, and she was not well, dot, 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 dot. Hillary gasped, but she was present there. Suddenly, Ellie's story made sense, dot, 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 dot.
And suddenly, this one didn't.
Nope.
All right. All I could find online was something about Disney's Haunted Mansion and Miyuki, the candy lady at Epcot. I'm just, that's all I can find. And then it says, love her. Anyway. Well, that was a weird post that someone created.
Yeah. Thank you, Barina99. That was lovely.
I'm looking forward to more of them.
I'm truly haunted to the core of my being.
Just a side note, you know, if you are a Reddit user, go over to reddit.com/r/nerdyshow and you'll be notified every time we post something new. Every time there's something new on our website posted, like an article, and you can use it like a forum. Just post questions to us or other Nerdy Show fans. Just discuss whatever you want. And yeah,
we have a
go
forum.
There, subscribe.
But Boar hates forums. So
I
now,
hate forums.
If you hate forums too, we also have a Reddit.
Yep.
Them's the breaks. We got anything else? Are we saying something?
Oh, hey.
What do you got?
Well, there was this cool thing that I saw earlier, which was. There's this weird mascot that I don't know shit about for the new Kojima productions called Ludens.
Okay.
And it's like this guy in like
drop?
A space armor. I have a picture of it. It's this guy in a space armor thing with a Kojima flag. It's kind of his logo now. It's his mascot.
That's
He's
weird.
Featured in some
How does
movies.
Ludens come into
He looks
this?
Like a chubby hockey goalie ninja turtle
what?
Shredder.
Well, the reason I bring him up is because 150 of them were made, and for $2,000, you can buy that one I just showed you, which is a 5-foot-tall posable statue with LED lights and shit.
A posable statue? I've never even heard of a
posable thumbs.
Posable.
It's like, it moves, you know. But they actually don't know who's... I think you can take the mask off, and no one knows who's in it. And we're all thinking it's Norman Reedus.
Actual Norman Reedus?
Thousand
of them?
It might actually be
like,
him.
Yeah, no, I'm not even joking. And the thing is, like, they only made 150, but it's $2,000, which doesn't seem a lot. But if it is, there's actually a payment plan. So for $250 a month, you can buy it.
I mean, I tell you what, for the people who invest in statues, you crazy folks, I don't know who you are, but you should maybe give some money to Nerdy Show instead of statues.
It's like a space astronaut.
It kind of looks like some of that looks a little bit like armor from Final Fantasy 14.
That's true. The statue market is batshit crazy. They make incredible stuff these days. I mean, just it's one of the highlights for me of going to San Diego Comic-Con.
It's 5 feet tall.
Is wandering around and seeing the insane luxury nerd gear that's available that I could never hope to afford. I don't know who can. But more power to you, because it's fascinating what we can do these
yeah,
days.
Some of those statues are ridiculous. Like, they look awesome, but they're also like $300 or $400, some of them.
Or more.
Or more, yeah.
Like that motherfucker.
Now, here's the question. Does it have Alexa support?
I mean, it's got a USB port, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Alexa, like, everybody in this recording came over to my house at some point over the holiday.
And we enjoyed your smart house.
And got exposed to Alexa, perhaps for the first time.
And then I bought one because of you.
Yeah, and you liked it so
it
much.
It was amazing. You can walk into Boar's house and you're like, Alexa, play Baroque chamber
music.
This
is one of my favorite parts.
And it starts
parts.
Playing.
It's Brandon just randomly throwing shit out there and Alexa responding to him.
It just does it. I don't know where it grabbed the music from. I mean, but it grabbed it.
Amazon Prime has like a selection of music. That,
can't wait.
Last night I said, Alexa, play Third Wave Ska. And it did.
Do you have one?
No,
aww,
I was at Boar's house.
I thought you had one.
See, my favorite highlights were the Tony's wife asked it if it knew Siri. it didn't know Siri, but knew her by reputation.
the digits in pi was one of my personal favorites.
If we ask it to factor pi, it will recite pi until you get fed up and tell it to stop.
I don't know how long it will go on for, but we got sick of it.
Yeah, we had to tell it to stop. Dan asked it to initiate the self-destruct sequence, and it said it was activated. And great. Then, what was the other thing?
Apparently, it can connect to porn somehow.
There's a video circulating of a little kid mumbling gibberish into Alexa and activating some kind of porn sequence.
I could play it.
Yeah, play the video, or I mean
right,
the audio.
Let me do that.
Alexa, play Ticker Ticker.
Oh,
Bobby, can you talk to play wheels?
You want to hear a station for porn detected. Porno ringtone, no. Hot chick, amateur girl, quality
no,
sexy.
No, 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 no,
no.
Pussy
no.
Anal dildo ringtone.
Alexa, stop!
Now, we tried to replicate that last night by playing that child's audio play to digger, Alexa.
Digger. What's Digger Digger?
It did not work.
No, it didn't. It didn't. Nothing happened.
Is it staged? Is it a hoax?
It could be.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe they fixed. They plugged that hole. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I have parental controls on my own.
Have you ever asked it, like, hey, find me porn?
No.
Play a porn, whatever a porn station is, on yeah. audio only.
That never even occurred to me.
There's got to be, like, porn podcasts it can find.
I'm sure it can. But if you say, Alexa, play Nerdy Show Podcast, it will play Nerdy yet, Show's podcast. Yeah. Just BTW.
Well.
Since all of you are clearly ordering Alexa via our Amazon links right now.
So I got nothing left, unless I want to give a shout out to this crazy Chinese movie I just watched a minute of called Future Cops that everyone should go see.
Oh boy.
So go see that.
We'll link
Cap to, will post a link now because
we'll,
I mentioned
we'll link
it.
Link to it on this episode's page. I haven't watched all of it yet, but we saw, I believe it was Mike Swabi, was posting it around on Facebook today, and I saw what was, I think, for my money, the best live action Street Fighter movie I've ever seen.
That's not the thing that Dave posted in the lounge? Or is that something else?
No, I reposted from this Nerdy Show fan into the Nerdy Show lounge.
That's not the same movie, though.
It is the same movie.
Oh my God, that looks great. I need to see and the
then,
whole movie.
Brushfire of Friday Night Fan Fiction shared with us the entire film, which then I scanned through until I found a sequence where apparently it's called Future Cops. I don't know the whole plot, but apparently in the future, in 2043, you have a remote control that can beam you. You don't watch television or play video games. You get beamed into them.
And the only way to stop AIDS from killing everyone is to just let them die off and not mate. You leave them alone until they die.
Yeah, that's a conversation that
AIDS
happens
in 2040.
In the world of bootleg Super Mario.
Yep,
that was the thing that happened.
Yeah.
So we'll link to this. I look forward to watching all of it someday soon. But you've never seen a comedic kung fu sequence like the Street Fighter sequence in it. My God.
It's really long. It's
the
really
helicopter.
Long. The helicopter
Chun-Li.
Kicks.
Chun-Li.
Another Chun-Li. I'm Chun-Li's mom. Oh, okay.
Watch Chun-Li and her mom kick some ass.
How did they even do that?
Watch Blanca.
Turn into a beach ball.
Literally turn into a beach ball.
So good. All right.
Incredible. And then he delivers the incredible line, "How dare you fart on me?"
To speak to electricity.
Incredible. So, I guess that's the show. Taking us out, we've been doing something on Nerdy FM lately. Nerdy FM is our nerd music radio station. We're not on the radio. We're on the internet. You can listen to us at nerdy.fm. Play it on the website or play it via our app on Apple and Android. And something we've been doing lately for the holidays is we've been doing 24-hour blocks of just exclusive concerts. Concerts that we have recorded specifically for Nerdy FM. And so, just as a sampling of what our exclusive concert content sounds like, here's a Schaefer the Dark Lord recording from a performance he did at the Geek Easy. This is the track Yes, which is about the consensual sex that hopefully you had over the holidays.
Why are you looking at me like that, Brandon?
I'm just wondering if what we had was consensual. Because I don't remember saying anything while I was paralyzed. It's not funny, you guys.
The following track is a Nerdy FM exclusive.
And it's not this dance. Thank you. Ooh, what you wanna do, boo? What you get into? I just wanna bounce about and have some fun with you. There's something wild behind your smile, I see it trickle through. Maybe we can teach each other a new trick or two. So where to? My place or yours? Or anywhere where we can get behind closed doors? I'll gladly go and grab us up a cab, but before that, I must ensure that everything is well up aboard. Yeah, here's my full name, and here's my address, in case you wanna send them to your best friend in a text. Let them know where you're going, who you're with, and when you leave. Even ask them if there's anything they've heard about me. We've had a couple drinks tonight. Are you impaired? Are you stumbling? Are you fucked up? Or are you aware and coherent and quite capable of making decisions? Then cool, but I'll keep asking for conviction. And we go one, two, three, and four. For your words say yes, I'ma need a little more. I know you want it when you react with intent. But first I need that enthusiastic consent. And we go four, three, two.
fact that you flirt with me as a sealed contract of our sexual certainty. It doesn't matter what you said when you were sexting me. It only matters how you say it when you're next to me. And I don't care if we've done it before, or if earlier we made out on the dance floor, or if tonight you change your mind, fall asleep, or say stop, then that's when this stops. But this isn't just about your consent to my desires. Let's talk about what you want and what lights your fire. You want me begging?
I'm into it.
In leggings?
I'm into it.
Are you interested in pegging?
Into it.
This could be amazing. Let's concern to assuage if we're good, giving, and game. And on the same page, everything in black and white and crystal clear of the day. No blurred lines, no shades of gray. And we go one, two, three, and four.
When your words say yes, I'ma need a little more. I know you want it. When you react with intent, the first I need that enthusiastic consent. And we go four, three, two, and two, one. On, checking in even after we're done. But before we progress, stop before we undress. I'ma need a lot more than a yes. So we go five, six, seven, two, eight. No means no is never up for debate. And the lack of a no isn't the same as a yes. And a yes isn't the same as an oh my god, yes. If that sentiment is expressed, we can't indulge to excess or only caress. But before we